Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and the darling Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which is the original 90 Day Fiancé. As you probably know, our podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Wednesday. In that episode, we break down a show from the TLC and Discovery Plus network, past or present, and deep dive the utter bizarre chaos. On Fridays, our episodes are solely devoted to our love for Bravo. So we are covering all the current housewives, but today we've decided to do even more TLC and we concentrate purely on 90 Day Fiancé. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Pauline. I hope you're staying dry over there in LA.
I'm just about. Guys, if you don't know, I'll discuss it a little bit more on the other episode that we're going to record right after this, which is our Wednesday episode, but LA has collapsed. LA had this warning for like 4 days about all this rain coming in, torrential rain, 6 inches. Everyone was like, I don't know. And officially, it has collapsed. The streets are flooded. Cars are just going off the side of the roads. There are potholes the size of elephants in the middle of like La Cienega and Melrose. It's insanity. This place is kookadook. It's kookadook. So I was saying to you, Kate, I have not left the house. I didn't leave the house at all yesterday on Sunday. We're recording this Monday night. I didn't leave the house at all today, Monday. So I'm a little bit stir crazy. I have been wandering the halls of my house like a ghost. Like, what was it, in the hours? You know, Nicole Kidman going from room to room with the keys. That's what I've been like. But I'm back. But luckily, there was something to celebrate yesterday, Kate, because it was Sunday. I'm just trying to readjust myself here. It was Sunday. And of course, we had the new episode of 90 Day Fiancé, which we're going to discuss. But we also welcome back somebody very, very dear to me. Someone that I would sacrifice family and friends for in a heartbeat if they asked me. Not a question. And that's Mr. Larry David. He was back with the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The first episode, season 12. I can't believe he's done 12 seasons. Aired last night. This is the final season for Larry. And I watched it and I'm just so in love with that man. Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I saw that being advertised. I think I was online somewhere and it popped up and I was like, wait. I didn't realize it was, you know, final season and all that.
They started that show in 2000. That show's been going for 24 years. What?
Wild. That's a long time to have the same project. It's incredible.
And it's Larry. It's because it's Larry. Because it's Larry. He can do anything always. So yesterday was Larry day for me as I was, you know, being like the hours in the house and Grey Gardens in the house and wandering around in my bathrobe. I was just watching Larry. And I watched some Seinfeld as well, just to really get in, you know, get in the whole mood of that genius. So it was good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on this week for us, Kate, for 90 Day, because we're going to cover our 90 Day Fiancé and then our Wheel of Shame also spun 90 Day Fiancé, the single life. But we're going to discuss that in our next episode. So guys, listen to tomorrow's episode coming out tomorrow, Wednesday, for 90 Day Fiancé, the single life. But Kate and I have a lot of thoughts, especially about an old favorite that has returned.
That curly haired, piercing blue eyed angel.
She is an angel. She's
artist.
She is an artist sent from below. I mean, above. I just want to live in that delusion, but we're not going to discuss Natalie right now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to get on to 90 Day Fiancé and see if anybody actually got married, because apparently this show is all about them getting married, but no one's got married yet, apart from that odd girl that couldn't speak with her mouth properly fully open. So we're on episode 16.
It's that point of the season where it feels that we've been watching this for 5 years. It feels like I didn't know anything before this.
I know nothing after. And yeah. I know nothing while I'm watching it. I know, 16K. This is absurd. Someone needs to calm down over at TLC. Because this shouldn't be 16 episodes in. It's called "Would This Ring I Thee Wed?" So which couple do you want to start with? We got everyone apart from Nikki and my boyfriend, Justin. So who
Gino
would you like
to
go
Jasmine?
Ahead? Let's start okay. with these two.
Not a ton of notes on these two this week, but first off, we see them going wedding dress shopping. That's right. Gino's going to spend more money than the 5K he sent her before that she then spent on her lumpy butt. And she's trying things on. It's quite staged. It's like, oh, this one's so beautiful. It's 7K. And then the employee comes out, well, what about this one? And she tries it on and Jasmine looks incredible. They finally settle on a $2,000 wedding dress.
Right, because he said his budget was $1,000. Yeah, like you said, it was all very staged. We knew it was coming. Yeah. It was like, blah, blah. As I'm watching it and they're getting along and she's appreciating Gina and all of this, I wrote in my notes, all the secrets are out, aren't they? Because the last secret was that she got money for the butt from her ex. So all the secrets are out, Kate.
It's all out on the table.
Wow.
The operating table.
Exactement.
So they seem good.
They seem good. They seem the most functional and happiest couple at 90 Day Fiancé.
Never thought I would say that. Yeah.
The thing that annoyed me in this whole scene is how does somebody at, 54, 55 years old, not know how to open a bottle of champagne? That man, I don't know if we can call it champagne, sparkling wine, whatever it was, him trying to open that bottle of champagne in that wedding dress store, infuriate. How does someone not figure it out by 55 years old how to open a champagne?
Because he's been drinking Natty Ice probably his whole life.
God. Oh God.
PBR.
God.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
Yeah. She said that, you know, spending it, I love this quote. She was like, Gino, you invest in my happiness.
She knows how to spin it. Yeah.
I love that spin. I'm going to use that line more often. I really am. I don't want to pay my rent. Just invest in my happiness and pay my rent.
Yeah.
They go to check out wedding venues in Michigan, and there's actually sun in Michigan. And so she's like, I want it to be like this all the time. And they go and see venues. And I guess they did see one place, I think, that she really liked, and then he really liked. And they went outside and they discussed the family things. I mean, they're running out of things because they don't have drama anymore. So she's just still on about the family, and I need them to love me, and I need them to be kind to me, and they haven't been kind to me, Gino. So that happens, and they go for dinner with the family, and it's edited to make it look as though there's going to be a fight, but there isn't. And they all kind of get along, and that's about it for these two. And they get married next week.
Yeah. Everything's hunky-dory. I really think that she hasn't actually been fighting with his family for a long time. Mm. It seems like they've been actually been cool for months.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, laughing and they seemed just great. So
yeah,
good for them, I guess.
Mm, they seem fine.
Yeah.
Take us to who's next?
Sam and Citra?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do Sam and Citra. This is a big day because we find out that Sam is going to be joining the Islamic faith. So he's going to have his ceremony and they're going to get married. So it's a lot going on in one day. We see them like organizing for the wedding that they're going to have and the reception. And he's talking about sex. And it's so funny. Citrus is really strange, like mix of everything. She'll talk about sex like really openly, like blue balls. And I wonder if it's going to hurt and like all of this stuff. But she's also like comes across as, you know, obviously she's a virgin and very, and she's supposed to be like super, super bashful, but she's like not at all. She seems like sexually confident and knowledgeable, yet she's supposed to be is a virgin. Yeah. I don't know. It was really interesting the way she speaks. I was like, huh.
Yeah, it's like she's cool with it. She was a little, she did talk about being a little bit nervous, like she doesn't know if it's gonna hurt or something, but
that's how you and I feel about our wedding night, Kate, obviously, because we'll just have so it'll be a big day for us. It'll be a big
I worry about it.
I worry about it
time.
A lot.
So she's kind of talks about that, but yeah, you're right. She seems totally fine with the stuff he's saying. She thinks it's funny how he's talking about his blue balls and all that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at this point he has OnlyFans, so I guess she is cool with everything.
Now listen, what is the deal? Because everybody's blown up about him on OnlyFans, blah, blah, blah. But like you had said yourself, there are tons of people, especially that are in the reality world, that are on OnlyFans that aren't half naked or completely naked or doing sexual acts. They're doing just like cookery shows or something like that. Do we actually know what he's doing?
You know, I think that maybe I might have to be an investigative reporter and just pay the $5 and see, because I'm kind of tired of not knowing, honestly.
I know. Listen, guys, if Kate is going to spend $5 to see...
Or it's 14. Let's be... I actually looked. It's 14.
Listen, so, if Kate's going to spend $14 to look at Sam from Missouri's OnlyFans, you know what's coming. I think you guys can afford $5 to join our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/tenderlovingcarepodcast, and for $5 a month you get 2 extra shows a month from us. Thank you very much, Kate.
I'm doing a service. I'll save all of your eyeballs.
Yeah, it's needed. I do want to know.
I did see leaked photos of Rob's OnlyFans, unfortunately, but
oh god.
Anyway, so then all this sex talk, and then we have the scene at the mosque. So he goes there actually with Citra's dad before the ceremony, right? To sort of just have that moment. And he's like, thank God, or Allah, that he accepts me. Like, I don't know. It's just like he's doing it because he wants to get married and have sex, in my opinion. That's what
he wants
like.
To get. He does want to marry her. It's not it's not just sex. That's a great thing that comes part with it. But he has deep affection for her, and I do believe she has deep affection for him. I just think taking on a religion is so massive if you're going to do it properly. It's life altering. It changes everything that you ever knew or believed if you're doing it properly and believing in it. So, it's a lot. But I just wrote one line. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I love Sam's dad. I love Sam's dad so much.
He's lovely. Yeah.
He came to the mosque. He said, you know, I know what it's like not to be supported. Very worried about his health. Did you see the inflammation in his hand? He had one hand in like a bandaged thing. The other hand was so inflamed and swollen. Yeah, I was really worried about his health. Yeah. But he came, and yeah, like I say, I love Sam's dad. It was great that, because I'm always itching when we see Sam's dad to hopefully get some of his beliefs counted into all of this, which also centers around aliens and UFOs. So he did mention that, you know, I'm here to see lots of other people. He's like, have lots of different beliefs. And that's why I know for a fact that all these gods come from an extra you know, extraterrestrial place, and it was all planted. And I was like, let him go. Just let him. The producer should have been like, keep it running, keep it running. Like, I wanted to hear
more, more, more. Yeah.
But unfortunately, they're not giving him enough airtime. But those sisters, by the way, are such bitches. Sam had said before they're nasty, and you can see they're nasty little things, those sisters. They were laughing at Sam and stuff like that. But he goes through a ceremony and they're married, and Citra's dad was there and crying and very happy. And then I think the next episode we're going to see them have the American traditional ceremony, and then hopefully we will see Sam's brother that ends up with Citra's sister.
Need to see that interaction. That would make it worth the wait. And I hope his mom shows up for him at the
we saw her come in. Yeah, she was wearing a dress and some nice white little chinos underneath the dress, like pedal. I read an article yesterday about how pedal pushers, the name of that they used, pedal pushers, are coming back. Bella Hadid was wearing pedal pushers, three-quarter length.
Oh, like capris?
Like, they're capris, but they're not. It was like early 2000s. You know, there was dress and leggings. Mm-hmm. This is like dress and then like pedal. They call them pedal pushers. They're like, but just at the knee, more like
right. At the knee.
They're coming back, everyone. So buckle up.
I will not be partaking in that.
Nope.
They didn't look good on me in the 90s, and they won't look good now.
Nope. Who's next? We've done Gino. See, we're kind of flying through this today, guys, because these really are wrap-up episodes right now. Everyone's going to get married next week, and that's kind of going to be the end of it. So Sam and Citra, we've done Gino and Jasmine. Oh, can we do Ashley? Please, can we do Ashley?
Yes, yes. She didn't have a lot this episode, but...
but what she gives us is so good. And I just want to see, like, a caricature. Like, you know, Drunk Drawn does all the caricatures, like, of Ashley with her big coffee cup. She is never... as you know, guys, and we get DMs about it, we love our financials. I want the financials of how much Ashley spends on coffee, like, a week. Because she's never not with the Starbuckies. She loves the Starbuckies.
She's racking up those star points. Woo! She has a lot of free Starbucks cups in her house.
She does. It is just constant. And, you know, God bless her. I love it when I see her with the big extra foam, extra whip, XXL. Like,
it's the best. It's the best.
So
Ashley has found out that there is a threat of a hurricane in Florida on her wedding day, and she is freaking out. She says that she did not even think about this being an issue because she's not from Florida. And I guess, you know, this didn't come up in any of her readings or anything. She did not see this coming. She doesn't know.
She says she has a wedding planner. How did this goddamn wedding planner not know it was hurricane season in Florida? I don't know about that either.
Because they probably weren't getting much business, and they were like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. So bizarre. So we see them kind of all waking up. They all looked hungover as shit from the night before. I wish we could have had a check-in on the guy that never made it to the strip club. Remember, they mentioned their friend. They were like, yeah, he never made it. I want to know how he was doing that day after.
Oh, God.
And so they're all getting ready. She seems pretty good. She's doing well, walking around with a coffee. And they said, let's do a video chat with Manuel's mum. So they did that. She was very happy to be included. And Manuel's obviously upset because he doesn't have his family, though. He doesn't have his mum. He doesn't have his children. So they do this phone call, which I think goes very well. And then we have Ashley speaking about, you know, we have to get married because in perfect Ashley style, there's one day left before his visa runs out.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I mean, it's beautiful work, Ashley. Always running late, always last minute. I really appreciated it.
That is so stressful. Why not plan it?
Why?
With a month one left day. Or something. Or
one
a week.
Day. I know. And she says, we have to do it as well because it's full moon in Pisces. I'm like, Ashley, there is so... That's why she left it to the last minute, because it had to be the full moon in Pisces. And it just... So they had one... She'd planned it all right. So well. Except right. The fact there's a hurricane coming through, because it's hurricane season in Florida.
She's like, everyone's already bought their flights. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure if there's a hurricane, they don't want to fly to be... In the middle
I'm pretty
of
sure
that.
If there's a hurricane, they won't be flying in anyway. So you won't yeah, need to worry right. about it.
Yeah, you're right. The flights are going to get canceled anyway. So. So
Ashley's really upset, Kate. She's on her bed. She's all of a flutter, probably because she's on her like 8th venti coffee, because she has a venti coffee in there with her from her Starbuckies. And she's sat there talking to her friend. She's like, I just don't know. I just don't know. This is so awful. My heart's going. And I'm like, yeah, the amount of caffeine. That's why your heart's going. She's like, I don't know. This has to work out. I'm upset that we've seen very little of her spell work, or, you know, we haven't seen anything.
Yeah, it was kind of like they touched on that right when he moved in. And yeah. then, we didn't see, or they didn't edit in any more of her stuff.
And we're not even getting a smudging. We haven't even seen that.
That's what she needs to be doing right now, I think. That and ordering half-calf or decaf.
Yeah. And as you know, as I say this, this is what, guys, if you go into our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see this properly. That's another little plug. I have right here a mini cauldron that I have my my sage in, that I just like to have it around the pod, have it around the house. And that's my little cauldron right there. You know, that's just what we need, guys.
Really cute. I love it.
So, yeah, I would love to have seen. That's my complaint with Ashley. I just would have loved to have seen more of her witchy stuff. We're just not seeing it. I know she's got a hell of a lot to deal with. So love to know, again with the financials, where is the money coming from all of this? She's been funding him the entire time. So
what does she do for work again, Ashley?
I don't know if it's medium, or she works in the occult, I believe. So she works as a tarot card reader. That's what she does. Yeah. So maybe business was booming and she saved all her money. And it's just, you know, I really always wonder how much producers have in this. We always wonder that with the housewives. And I tagged Kate in something that was so interesting, that Bethany Frankel was talking about the housewives trips and what producers pay for and what producers don't. Is that a DC you're drinking, Kate?
No, it's a hazy IPA.
Oh, there was a lot of DC.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this. I mean, I know they're not paying for these people's weddings. TLC is way too cheap, but I would like to know how all the financials. We just always want to know that. So that was them. So we're going to see next week. They'll get married, but who knows how they'll get married or where they'll get married.
I think they're going to have to. Well, we've seen the preview. They attempt to do it on the beach, right? And then it's raining and she's freaking out. I think we saw that in the preview. So I predict that they're going to run inside some building and be hunched in a room and carry on with the ceremony. And it'll be, you know,
I imagine it more like that scene from The Craft when they all gather on the beach and then the thunderstorm comes. And that's when they all fall to the ground, all the guests and everyone will fall to the ground and they'll wake up and the whale will be beached. I mean, all the dead dolphins. That's what I think it'll be more like.
Okay, yeah, I like your version better.
That would be much more accurate for her. What should we go over to Babe Pick and Chocolates, Dad?
I kind of want to get through Sophie and Rob.
Go and do it.
I don't want to end on them.
No, don't end on them. You're right.
There's not much to say. They have 19 days to wed.
Oh, is that what it is? 19 days.
Yeah. Okay. And so they sit down and they rehash the same old shit. Sophie's mm-hmm. breaking down and she's really upset about all this social media crap. He's posting and posting all of these really insulting memes that are clearly directed at her. And he's acting like she's crazy for being upset about that. And so she's sobbing and so upset. And he says, "I'm sorry for hurting your feelings over some social media posting." Mm-hmm. And I was so pissed. So I'm like, you have to take your partner's feelings seriously, even if it doesn't seem like a big deal to you. Obviously it is to her. And the fact that you can't see that and treat that with respect, it says it all. So
he just says it with so much venom to her as well. It's like, "I'm sorry. You're..." And by the way, he is 32. And I just want to say this as well. The biggest crime in this whole conversation is that these posts were on Facebook. I don't know anyone in their 30s that's on Facebook. You are only allowed to be on Facebook starting at 50 years old. So I don't know why he's posting this on Facebook. That was shocking to me. Shocking.
That is absolutely wild.
I know.
I don't understand anything about him. So she ends up apologizing to him so they can move it forward. God. And she's crying, saying the only way that things get solved is if I say sorry to you, even though she didn't really do anything. So not that she's perfect, but in this situation,
I think the reason it hits you and I, and I think hits any girl, especially watching this, it's not that Rob is the devil. He's this horrible, stupid, immature man. But it's the fact that we've been 23 and been manipulated by boys, which they are, they're boys. And you're looking and you see the shit that you put up with at 23. And you look back and go, "Oh, I wish I'd never done that." And then you're watching it on television. And it's horrible to see this girl just go, "All right, but it breaks my heart, Kate."
Exactly. It's like reliving those terrible days where you would just bend to whatever someone says because you think that that's normal and the only way to move forward. So they end up getting to a place where they're
they go, "Okay, we're getting married. I do love you. I do want to be with you." Neither of them have any business being in a relationship. And especially not with each other. And that's the bottom line. He doesn't want to be in a relationship. They're going to break up. I don't know why we're wasting our time watching these two. They're not interesting. And I wrote here, they have been miserable from the second they got locked in that elevator at LAX.
Yes.
They've been miserable ever since.
Absolutely. And they're acting like, "Oh, well, we had this. And, I came out as bisexual. And that was kind of a, road bump in our relationship." It's like, are you listening to yourself?
Love.
But no one his age would ever put up with this crap. So we see next week that her mom is back and apparently going to stay the house. And I use house loosely here with them.
No.
I thought that was shocking.
Shocking. I know. We got a great couple of DMs this week. We always love it when you guys DM us on Instagram at 10th Love and Care Podcast. And especially you're always interacting with us and giving your comments about like the shows, which we love, whether it's Housewives or Gossip or 90 Days. And we had a couple of DMs about where it does this supposed money come from that Sophie's family has, because they don't look like they're from money. And there was a screenshot of the mother and this whole going around the internet of like, she's supposed to come from money. There was that. And it's Kate and I have some theories, but as always, we have to save them for the live show, because if we say it on this, we'll probably get sued or get a hit put out on us. So we have to be really careful. But I don't want to see any more of them. I know we will. I guess they'll get married, but that means they're getting married next episode because that's 17.
But they still have 20 days to go. So,
okay.
I don't know if they're going to just wrap it up. It's like, what's going to happen in those next 2-3 weeks? So, I hope they wrap it up, but I'm scared they won't. Okay, so our last couple is Clayton and Annalie.
Mm-hmm. And I love this. Clayton is very much my idea when it comes to exercise and losing weight. I've got one day to lose 15 pounds. So he's like working out the day before the wedding. He's like, just trying to get rid of that last 15 pounds.
Right. Good luck, man.
So he's out there working and Adley kind of comments on it. And I do want to say a big shout out to one of our great listeners who sent us a TikTok that Clayton did feeding a baby pig a chocolate and feeding them in the morning. And he did just posts. He's a whatever he is, he's a phenomenal guinea pig dad, an animal dad. He's fantastic.
Yeah, no one can take that away from him.
No one can. Yeah. So then they're sat there and it's kind of jovial, and then they get into the bachelorette and he describes when she said, "Oh, what did you do for your bachelor party?" He's like, "Swimming and playing." Swimming and playing. I bet you are. And then she says, she talks about the stripper. So Strippergate comes out. He just loses his mind. And listen, my thoughts on all of this, Kate, is that if you are in a relationship with somebody and it's something like a bachelorette party and you have a really civil conversation beforehand of like, I just have a really big thing about strippers. I don't want it. I don't really find it funny. What do you think? And that other partner's like, I kind of want it, but if it really, really makes you uncomfortable, don't worry, I won't do it. And then they went out and did it. That is a betrayal. But that's not what happened here. Because he just went, "I really don't want you to get a stripper." And she's like, "All right, well, I'm not even organizing, whatever." His sister brought a stripper and she went along with that. And that's it. It wasn't like this conversation of like, "I really, really don't want this." And her going, "Yeah, you're right. I don't really care either way. So I won't book them. I won't have a stripper at my party." And then she went behind his back and booked one. That would be different. And that would be nasty. And that would be betraying him. But she didn't do any of that. It happened to her. It came up. And he was very, very irate. Very angry.
He was. I was like, get a grip, dude. Hi. He's like, "You don't want to be with me. You want to be with another guy." He's spiraling. And it's like, do you think happened on this party bus? You know? And I think that when he sees the footage, you know, of her laughing with the guy on her lap, he's going to be very upset. But again, it's like, what did he want her to do? What was she supposed to do?
Just swimming and playing. Swimming and playing.
Stop the bus. I have to go home and watch my fiance play Call of Duty. Mm. Like, this is not, you know, like, she was just trying to be polite with the party that his sister put together and just kind of keep the mood alive and laugh about it.
It's not worth an argument.
No.
She didn't give him a BJ on the bus. I mean, just let it go. Like, it's done. It's like, whatever. It was silly. But they get into a tremendous argument about it. And Annalie is like, "I can't do this. This is not what I want for my marriage." And I cannot remember whether it was like, "We'll see it next week," or we saw it in this, that they're sat outside and she's like, "I just don't think I can do this. Major, I can't do this." And he goes, "You're scaring me. I know that we get when we go see next week." Look, they do a lot of shit with editing, but it really looks like she doesn't turn up for the wedding, Kate.
It does. She says the words, "I prefer to not marry him and keep him out of my life," on her wedding day. So I'll be surprised if she does go through with it after seeing her say that. And I don't know. I think her thing about it and why this is making her reconsider everything. Well, she's seemingly been on the fence about the whole thing the whole time. From, you know, she hasn't seemed super into him in a lot of the scenes. But she's like, he just has to keep, I think she says he can't just accept one answer. He wants many answers. And she told him, "It's no big deal. You know, your sister organized it. I'm not cheating on you with strippers." And she says, he can't let it go. He has to talk it to death and continue to make her feel bad until he feels better about it. And she's like, "I don't want to deal with that with every little thing."
I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back. I think that next week, the reason I think it's real, and I know they do all this false, you know, editing and stuff, but you're right. She says that. You see him in his wedding outfit. No, sorry, not in his wedding outfit. His friend was in his wedding outfit, that one friend he has, and he was in a t-shirt and shorts, sat in the front row of where the wedding was about to be set up or took place, and he was crying. And his friend's comforting him, going, I know, man. Maybe it could be that he's crying beforehand because he doesn't think she'll turn up, and then she does turn up. That happens all the time. But she doesn't like him. She's been she had an idea of what he was. She's come over being completely disappointed. I think she's been got a massive realization that that mother's going nowhere. And yep. she's being smart enough to not go through with the wedding and just go, this is not, I'm never going to be able to deal with this. And it's the best thing.
It would be refreshing to see someone actually realize that and act on it on this show.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because we've seen it time and again where they say these horrible things. I mean, Gino and Jasmine, think of all the terrible, terrible things they have said to one another, and they're still getting married.
I know.
And so to see someone actually take action and just go back home would be brilliant.
It would be brilliant. So yes, that's all of them really. So next week, a couple of them are going to get married. So I think this, and then a couple of them won't. We do see that Justin has to say goodbye to Nikki at the airport. And you can literally see as he's saying goodbye to Nikki and Nikki's walking off, you can literally see the dust as he just goes boom out that airport to go and bang another girl. You can just see it. He's such a piece of shit.
He's like, I needed a few more seconds. No, not seconds. A few more minutes with Nikki.
I love him so much. God. So bad. And that's it for all of these for this week, guys. So we're going, I think there's going to be probably less to say next week, but they're wrapping everything up very, very quickly. And I just hope that we don't get three. They cannot do a three-part tell-all. One part tell-all is all we need. That's all we need. We shall see.
Yeah.
wishful thinking. We are going to hop off and go and record our episode for tomorrow, which is The Wheel of Shame, in which we are covering 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life. That's what The Wheel of Shame picked. So come over and join us tomorrow for that. If you want extra, extra more content, more, you can join us on Patreon. We have a massive backlog. Back catalog of shows that we have done, extra special content only for our Patreon members, where we break down weird, wild, wonderful documentaries on pop culture, on unsolved murders, on UFOs, on cults, on unsolved crimes. It's everything's on there. So just go to patreon.com and search Tender Love and Care Podcast, or go to the notes in this episode. There's a link there that's so easy. You click it, put in your details, and it is $5 a month, and you're supporting the pod. You get special personalized messages from Kate and I, and you can also support us, follow us on Instagram, Tender Love and Care Podcast. What else, Kate?
Absolutely. I would also say if you loved like 90 Day Fiancé UK season one, we covered that entire season on there, so you could go back and listen to that if you were into 90 Day Fiancé UK. And yeah, there's a ton of stuff on there. Go sign up, $5 a month, and find us on YouTube. You can see the video version of the podcast.
Smash that like button, subscribe, ring that bell, blah, 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 blah.
Just search for us, Tender Love and Care Podcast. And thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you guys so much.
We do. We love you so much. And we are going to see you tomorrow for 90 Day Fiancé Single Life. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.